You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow, or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark. Please enjoy this rerun of one of my favorite episodes from last year.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your Chicken Soup for the Soul. Today I'm going to share a couple of stories with you from my new favorite book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Get Out of Your Comfort Zone. Whether it's something little like trying a new food or something big like flying to a faraway country, we feel empowered, energized, and proud when we do something that challenges us. That's why we feel it's so important to make a policy of saying yes to new experiences, new places, and new people. Courtney Conover did that in a major way when she was a University of Michigan undergrad who was tired of working the night shift at the graduate library. It wasn't the job itself that she had grown weary of. It was the fact that she wasn't making enough money. She wanted to be able to buy those little luxuries, an omelet at a cafe, a new CD, a Kate Spade tote bag, and she wanted to build up some savings too. The summer before her senior year, she had an internship at a public relations firm, and that's when something great happened. The owner of the firm recommended Courtney for a job as an auto show host. You know, the attractive young man or woman who stands by a new car at the auto show and points out its features. 3 grueling interviews, and 2 weeks later, Courtney was offered a narrating position with Honda. And after a month of thorough training and getting her upcoming absences excused by her professors, she was ready for her first show in Boston, Massachusetts. Courtney says, "Looking back, I now refer to that time of my life as the autumn of firsts because there were plenty, starting with how I would get to the show in the first place. I was 21 years old, and while I had flown before, I had never boarded an airplane alone. Parking my car, nabbing a shuttle, and then navigating the airport infused me with a sense of confidence that I found exhilarating." Once she reached Boston, Courtney was thrilled to have her own room just for her at the luxurious Copley Plaza Hotel. And after her first exhausting day working at the auto show, she still found the strength to take the subway to the famous Filene's basement, where she scored none other than the Kate Spade tote bag that she wanted, and at a big discount. She had never traveled on mass transit before, so that was another item to add to her list of firsts. That Kate Spade tote traveled with Courtney to auto shows all over the country.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
In another story about putting yourself out there, N.L. Zuniga tells us about the Hispanic Bar Association conference she attended as a first-year law student. She went alone because there was only one other Hispanic student in her class and that person didn't want to go. She was nervous about flying to Chicago on her own and taking a cab to a hotel, but her mother encouraged her to do it. N.L. got to the conference and right away felt out of place. Everyone seemed to know each other. She called her mother for support. For the next 2 days, NL attended seminars and talked to whoever she was seated next to, and she kept calling her mother for support. The last night of the conference was a dressy gala dinner event. A lawyer she had met during the conference invited her to sit at his table, so that was a little better than she had expected. And then that lawyer took her over to meet a judge from the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit. The judge was gracious and soft-spoken, but was also wearing a striking red power suit. NL says she was kind and perceptive, and she let NL take a photo with her. NL says, "I met many lawyers that evening, from prosecutors to corporate counsel. Upon returning to my room, I immediately called my mother and shared with her all the wonderful people I had met, especially the kind judge who took the time to talk to me. That lovely Second Circuit judge I met now serves as the first Hispanic judge on the nation's highest court, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. And that photo we took together is my favorite souvenir of the legal conference that forced me out of my comfort zone over and over again, setting me on the path to being the confident woman I am today." I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for listening to these stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Get Out of Your Comfort Zone. You can go to our website, chickensoup.com, and click on the podcast button to read more about this book and all the topics it covers, and you will find it wherever books are sold, including Walmart, Barnes & Noble, and Amazon. And if you would like to become one of our storytellers, just click on Submit Your Story under the Books pull-down menu on our website, and we'll guide you through the process. And please come back for our next episode to hear two more stories from Chicken Soup for the Soul, Get Out of Your Comfort Zone, about why you should reach out and connect with people you don't know.